We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Tracy Williamson. Tracy, how are you?
I'm doing well, HJ. How are you doing? And thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, it is my pleasure. First of all, you do so many things. Not only are you an entrepreneur, you also work with artists. You are a public speaker, minister of music. How do you make all these things happen, Tracy?
You know, now that you're saying all those things, I'm sitting here thinking myself, HJ, like, man, how do I? Well, I, of course, I'm not doing all those things at once at the same time, because I think I would be a crazy lady. But I've been given the opportunity to operate in those different positions and roles. Just, I'll say, over the last 20 years, some of them I'm currently still operating in. But God has been very gracious to me and allowed me to use the gifts that he's given me to just be better and help other people who I've come in contact with.
Your book, your new book, Own Your Moment and Take the Stage, Laying the Foundation for a Successful Music Career. What made you want to write a book like that?
Well, I've been working in the music industry now for, like I said, 20 years or so, and I've worked with several artists. I started out at Ty Sky Records as the A&R and the artist and repertoire director and marketing director, and also became the label director. So I was very instrumental in the development of many artists and their projects and their careers. And I'm very passionate about artists, and not just artists, but people in general understanding what it takes to research the industry they want to be a part of, the dreams, the goals they have on the inside, what it really takes to make those things happen prior to walking them out, getting on a platform, getting on an actual stage, or just being presented to the world with what you have inside. Because I think if we don't know the different things that are connected to becoming these people, we can literally fall each day, and that could be the fall, like fall down, or just fall sooner than we would need to be, or fall harder than we have to, because of the lack of information that's available to us.
What's perhaps the number one mistake that artists make that you see new artists coming out trying to get their music played, trying to get the music promoted? What's the big mistake they make? One of the big mistakes they make?
I would say moving too soon and listening to people who tell them, you're great right now, but they don't have the knowledge that they need to be a part of this the music industry. So when that happens, they move too soon, then they end up spending more money than is needed, going into debt quickly, signing contracts that they don't fully understand or can't even really properly communicate, hiring team members that may possibly don't have their best interests at heart, and they have to start all over again. That's when you kind of hear different stories from artists where they're explaining how things went wrong, this went wrong. Now, I'm not saying there's a perfect artist out there or there are perfect scenarios, but some of those things I do believe can be somewhat, not necessarily eliminated, but looked over a little bit into more detail prior to just moving so quickly out into an industry that we both know can send you on a really bad and emotional, sometimes hectic roller coaster just by the first, when you come straight out the gate.
Is this an easy business to crack?
No, it's not. It's not. And I say that because it's not something that's a necessity. I've said this before, music, entertainment, we don't need these things. We definitely, they're available to us and accessible to us, but we don't need it. So that means there's more, and also because there's a lot of money to be made in music and entertainment. So you have a limited amount of people who can make the money because it's not a necessity. But then you have numerous number of people who are trying to get in because they know that there's a lot of money to be made. But because it's not a necessity, that means that longevity is very rare. And out of 10 artists, maybe 1.5 will be extremely and very successful throughout their career.
Do you see people coming up to you, know that you're a radio show host, know that you're a music industry consultant, people you don't even know come up to you and maybe push a CD on you or their music on you and say, hey, can you play my music on the radio? And they don't really understand what the business is all about. Do you have that happen to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely all the time. And I think it's not their fault. I just think that, you know, when I was coming up, social media wasn't around. So we're definitely in a different time where things are presented in a way where it seems like it can happen quickly and not a lot of information is out there. There's a lot of information out there, but people I don't think take the time to research it because things are kind of put in their face, like immediately, like this can happen right now, this can happen right now. So they don't take the time to find out, you know, how to submit music or the proper way to approach a consultant or executive or radio show host. Like you can't just, you know, if you're submitting music, it's best to have like a program, a radio promoter, someone who can work on your behalf. Because they know when to contact that person at radio or even a music industry executive. They may be busy in the moment, you know, so giving them your CD right then may not be the best time. It may be during a downtime or down season that they're in. So I think that information, it is available, but because we see so much Insta happening mm-hmm. all the time that people just assume, oh, I don't have to do the work it takes or find out exactly how this works. To be successful prior to stepping out on a stage or presenting music.
Our guest, Tracy Williamson, the book, Own Your Moment and Take the Stage. How important, Tracy, is social media?
I think it's very important. Some may say it's not, but I think that same question could have been asked 35 years ago, 40 years ago, when people said, you know, do we really need to have the internet? or is this necessary? And I think over time things evolve, but it's also how you use it, which makes it more important because if it's not properly used or handled, it can be the demise of an artist or anyone that's pursuing something in the entertainment or music industry. But it's very important, more so because of how easy it is to share information, that now you have to kind of be up on one as far as what people are putting out there about you. So that's another piece mm-hmm. that is kind of hard to manage, but you can't just disappear from it because it is here. Now, I don't know what's to come beyond social media, but I think it's very important from a challenging standpoint and a positive side that it's best to be aware of what's going on all fronts with social media.
A follow-up question to that is the importance of radio, and the reason why I ask you this is because I run into people who say, I don't need the radio. I can put my music out on social media. Is that a fair assessment of how to put your music out?
AJ, I think that, again, like I said before, because people see a lot of Insta things happening instantly, they assume that that's the way to do it. But because even if you have 5,000 friends on Facebook or whatever it may be, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're reaching all 5,000 of those people unless you have a huge demand already established or you've been around for a little while. So people just assume, you know, I could just do it this way, and they don't target other forms of media such as radio, even advertising to promote things. And they just think, oh, well, everybody knows me now until they get out and they find out that people really don't know them like they think they do. So, no, I don't think it's fair just to submit music that way or share it that way. Because, AJ, we both know people will like posts all day long, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will buy it or purchase it.
Right.
So, you know, the numbers definitely tell the difference, even on radio, as far as people just liking something versus them actually sitting down and listening to your music or purchasing your music. So I still believe in grassroots marketing. I don't think it's gone anywhere. As long as people are still walking around and breathing, then you still have an opportunity to touch people directly outside of social media. So I think that it's not fair just to submit things via Facebook or Instagram. You need to also target other forms of media.
In writing your book, what's something very important that you want one who reads your book to get from owning your moment and taking the stage?
Just the importance of holding yourself accountable to the moments that come your way and the moments that you experience, not just to just kind of look over them, because it could be a moment of becoming financially literate, a moment of developing your gift or your talent even more versus rushing past that process. A moment of understanding the difference between a booking manager and a regular manager. Those things are very critical. A moment of understanding that you have to count the cost, and the costs are not just financial costs, a cost of emotional things, mental costs, financial costs, not just financial costs, but a spiritual cost, a cost of you won't be around your family as much when you become an artist. These are things that you have to hold yourself accountable to understanding, because once you get out there, even if you don't learn them prior to, you're going to learn them at some point, and you may have a lot more stress on you and situations connected to you that you may not know how to handle on top of the things that you could have dealt with prior to setting foot on a stage.
Who are some of the artists you enjoy working with? And who are some of the artists you would like to work with?
I'll say, if I say too many, I may miss somebody, huh? Right, but I'll say one person in particular is Rance Allen. Rance Allen is such a gem, a jewel, and such a great blessing to the industry across the board. He's such a great guy. And we both know he's a phenomenal artist,
Definitely. Musician,
singer, entertainer. He is all of those things. And we also know he's a pastor. But Rance has always been the same from the first time I started working with him, even up until now. Also, I love working with Dietrich Haddon. He's another phenomenal artist. And we know Dietrich, he's still going strong. When Dietrich puts out a project, he is one that will definitely get behind his own music. He doesn't wait for other people to push his projects or his music. He does it himself, and I love the drive that Dietrich has. Now, some people that I would love to work with, or a person I would love to meet, I'll say, is the phenomenal and the genius himself, Quincy Jones. That's one person. If I could work with him, that would be great as well, but he is definitely one top on my list that I would love to meet and work with.
Our guest, Tracy Williamson, Own Your Moment and Take the Stage, Laying the Foundation for a Successful Music Career, is the book. Tracy, how can they get the book? How can they get in touch with you? How can they connect?
Yeah, sure. You can purchase the book today. Two places, my website, that's tracy7.com. That's T-R-A-C-Y, the number 7.com. And at Amazon.com. Now, if you purchase it directly from my website, I can guarantee you will receive a personalized signed copy directly from me to you when you go to my website at tracy7.com. That's T-R-A-C-Y, the number 7.com. And it is available on Amazon. And your listeners, they can connect with me at my website at tracy7.com for speaking engagements, and so many other things. If you are looking for publicity help, management, marketing, you can also connect with me there. And I am on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Tracy Williamson.
It is our guest, Tracy Williamson. Own Your Moment and Take the Stage. Tracy, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you and all the endeavors that you continue to do. And we want to thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you, H-Day. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me on the show.
You are welcome. Tracy Williamson.